Good afternoon, everybody. It is April 9th. It is 6:24 p.m. on a Thursday, and we're losing our minds. How are you feeling, Carlisle?
Going crazy, but feeling good because we have a boy, do we have a show for you guys.
Yes, we do, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, with being in quarantine, everybody's, for the most part, had a lot of time on their hands. Oh, also, we hope everybody's been safe, healthy. Everyone around you has been the same. And
if you got a cough, go
prayers
get
are with
out.
You. Right. Yeah. Don't cough on me. But if you've been in quarantine, you've had a lot of time on your hands, and you've had time to watch the masterpiece that is The Tiger King. It's fucking insane. I think we even hinted at it a couple times in the past couple weeks.
Either with hair, guns, you know.
Meth. Yeah. Whatever. You take your, you know, you pick your poison. But we have a guest today who has nothing to do with that at all. But people think he does. He's a big fan. Or we're big fans of him, excuse me. Hopefully he will be a big fan. But it's Mark the Shark. And this is a very interesting gentleman. So we're hoping that we can have him on today. But yeah, it'll be a treat. But first things first, we got to cover some sports first that isn't fishing. And what the fuck is going on? We had one thing. We had one thing to look forward to. We were given one thing by Dana White, the champion, the man of the people. He gets it. He knows what it takes to brand and to market and to give the people what they want.
He rented an island.
Not only did he rent an island, I'm pretty sure people bought an island.
I think it was Gilligan's Island.
And it's in California. The specific one, I forgot to write down the name of the location. It's somewhere. And I know that they are still building Fight Island. But Disney and ESPN, the powers that be, pretty much asked Dana today to step down just for the you know, safety of the fighters. And it's not like Dana was making any of these people do anything they didn't want to do. All these fighters were more than willing to fight. Everybody involved was more than willing to help. Staff, trainers, you know, crew, all of that shit. It was all going to be willing to help. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to think of the bigger picture here, I guess.
Well, Rose withdrew.
Oh, well, Nama Nunes, yes, there were some deaths in the family. Yes. Unfortunately, prayers out to Rose, Thug Rose. We hope everything gets better involving that situation. But, yeah, man, I wanted to see fights because that's all we had.
That was it. And on an island with nobody there?
I've watched every marble race you can watch on YouTube. Jelly keeps putting them out, but I'm gonna keep watching them. But
and at this point, we're almost in the dang 90s in college football.
Yeah, we watched some old games today.
We've watched – I mean, we're through 19, we're through 11s, we're through the 8 and 08s.
We've watched every title game in the college football playoff era.
100%.
Except the Notre Dame-Alabama game, because fuck that.
That wasn't a national championship. If Georgia, that would have been good. Georgia. They would have won that game.
If that would have gone their way. But it didn't. And you know what? You can't turn back the hands of time. But what you can do is turn into a hacker, apparently. Allegedly, because a lot of people are talking about that with this year's NFL draft. It will be done virtually, and apparently a lot of NFL GMs are worried about hacking, which, to be honest with you, that's fucking hilarious. Can you imagine, like, any like, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, probably the first two people that come to mind?
Yeah.
Or, like, do you think Andy Reid would just have somebody, like a guy, just have a guy for hacking?
He has a guy.
He's got
a guy. He probably is that guy.
For hacking?
Can you see Andy Reid with no shirt on his
underwear? I think all he knows is X's and O's and food and like steaks. Like he'll tell you he knows about football and he knows about food.
And Cobra firewalls.
I mean, maybe. Maybe he's got a little, you know, a little behind-the-scenes action going on. Some shit that we don't know about. Him and Patrick Mahomes, they just want everybody to think they're good guys. And in reality, they're out there rigging elections. Yeah, just fucking.
And Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend.
And with the 8th pick. The Bengals concede the first pick to the Chiefs.
And Andy Reid's just eating Cheetos like, yeah.
For Travis Kelce. Zlocker. All right.
Zlocker.
That's the kind of trades that would be going on. Somebody would be getting traded. It would be like semi-pro. People would be getting traded for dishwashers. That is hilarious, though, if they just...
Or you hack another team to pick Mitchell Trubisky or something.
Can you hack Skype calls?
That would be funny.
If you could hack a Skype call?
If you could Photoshop the your Skype while you're doing the Skype call that you're hacking.
That's true. If you could Photoshop a Photoshop, it'd be Photoshopception. Go vote.
Speaking of Mitchell Trubisky, a local restaurant in Chicago.
Yes, they did.
Decided to...
Confit.
Yes. During the... this reads on the table of on the restaurant, okay? During the coronavirus outbreak, remember to remain at least 10 feet away from others. If you're wondering how far this is as far as my mic is from my mouth.
Exactly.
It's a picture of Bears wide receiver, and then imagine where Trubisky actually threw the pass. The distance is about 10 feet. We talking new quarterback? We talking getting a new quarterback for the draft here?
Kind of like the Philly Nelson Aguilar comment, like the dude with the fires and catching the babies, unlike Aguilar. That was kind of like, you know, a little dig from the city. Let's call Mark the Shark.
Let's call Mark. Let's see what Mark is up to. If he answers on the first dial.
Monster Fish, hello.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah,
hey. Hey, everybody. This is Mark the Shark. Mark, we just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show. This is The Dome, brought to you by B-Team Sports, and this is Mark the Shark, the number one shark fisherman in Miami. Number one tour. He's an Instagram sensation. And Mark, how are you doing today, man? We really want to say thank you for coming on.
Oh, actually, I'm just halfway in the shower. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hell yeah, man. No, absolutely. You still cool to go on, right?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, man, not a whole lot. Well, first, so before we get into all this Tiger King stuff, we wanted to ask a little bit about you, man. You know, how long have you been in the shark game? What got you into it? And why do you do it?
I've been doing it since '70s, you know.
Oh,
I'm
hell
not
yeah.
going to reveal my age, but you can probably do the numbers. But
I've never been good at math, Mark.
Been doing it for a long time, and it's been good to us. And you know, we do a lot of work with their, you know, scientists and researchers, and we do a lot of stuff that normal charter guys aren't able to do. So we're pretty vital in the research department.
Right. And what is the main difference you'd say between like you and the you know, other charter guys for people who might not know what that means?
Well, you know, most of the guys just go out there and they'll catch a fish and they'll let it go. They're not going to tag it. They're not going to measure it. They're not going to do anything.
Okay.
Other than that, you know, maybe they'll kill it, but they won't do anything as far as tagging. Most guys don't want to get involved in that. It's just too much work, you know?
Right, and when you say tagging, does that mean like tracking, and you're actually, you know, taking like biological research, getting information, stuff like that?
Exactly. You know, we tag a lot of the sharks, and we measure them, and we find out where they travel, how long they take to come back to their original capture. You know, we work with a lot of scientists all over the world, which is it's nice to you know, go hand in hand with these guys.
Hell yeah, that's awesome, Mark. So my buddy Carlisle here, the co-host, he has a question for you.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
What's going on?
So, man, I've done a lot of research on you in the past couple of days, and you're living the American dream. I mean, you're fishing, you're drinking, you're smoking, you know, you're baiting sharks with boobies. I get it. It's awesome. I dig it, man. I do. And I'm watching a lot of videos, and you're yelling something while people are trying to get it in the boat. And I just had to ask, are you saying, get him on? Get him on! Is that what you're saying?
Got him on.
Okay.
That's my trademark. Got him on.
Okay. Hell yes. Awesome. I just had to clarify because that's a saying. And he's been on a T-shirt.
Yeah, we actually got a new shipment just came in actually today.
So, Mark, we're gonna have to buy some of those off you, son. Those are badass.
Yeah, no problem at all. Just get a hold of me. You know, DM me or something. I'll get with you on the girls taking care of all that stuff for us. It's another company that takes care of all the apparel. But they're brand new on the market. That's pretty cool. Hats and visors and everything else. Ready to go.
Hell yeah, man. So you said you've been doing this since the 70s. What is the craziest shark experience you've ever had personally? Just
oh, God.
Up close, personal, just some of the craziest shit you've seen.
I've seen a lot of crazy shit. The other day was pretty crazy as far as...
The Mako?
Mako jumping in.
That shit was wild.
That's about as crazy as you want to get.
And how often does that happen, would you say? Like, were you actually catching on film and it goes that well?
Yeah, we get a lot of Makos jumping, you know, behind the boat, but never that close and never, you know, trying to eat one of our sailfish. I catch thousands of sailfish every year and never had one come that close to getting eaten and not getting eaten. That guy was, that sailfish was a little too fast for that Mako, actually. So he did get away eventually, but we got the Mako too.
Hell yeah. And another thing I wanted to bring up before we dive into the whole Tiger King or whatever that is. So some people, it looks like when I Googled you initially, like I said, I've been following you on Instagram for a minute, but when I Googled you initially, some people, it looks like they try to give you a bad rap or some shit just because you have a good time on a boat with good looking women and you're fishing. And I mean, it seems like you do everything responsibly. You seem very knowledgeable. Why do you think that people try to attack somebody who, I don't know, I guess, I don't want to say you put yourself in the spotlight, but why is everybody trying to bitch about something that really doesn't concern them at all? And it seems like you're benefiting the larger picture of shark research in the first place.
Yeah, but most people don't know that part of me. They just think I'll go out there and I'm a pirate and I slaughter everything. And it's it can't be any further from the truth, man, because we do so much research. And we only kill probably 30% of the sharks that we catch every year. And that's...
But those are used properly, right? You eat them. You use them for things like this. It's not just a waste.
We donate all our meat to the homeless shelter. That's why I'm the only charter boat right now in South Florida that's allowed to go fishing, because we do, you know, we're essential. We donate all our fish to the homeless shelter. I go there every morning and drop off a bunch of stuff there, and we're allowed to go fishing now. I mean, that's what we do.
That's awesome, man. That's great that you benefit. And you would think somebody would be writing a story about that, but don't worry. We got you, Mark. That's what we're here for.
No, it's, you know, all that fake news stuff. They only want to, you know.
Fake news. Hey, fake news.
The negative part of it, but never anything that's going to put someone in a good light, you know. And there's a lot of haters out there. Mm-hmm. I understand that part. You know, a lot of the charter guys, too, they'll sit at the dock all week long and they watch us go out every day. So
that's jealousy, you know, Mark. Fuck them. It's jealousy.
Yeah, I get that part. I've been doing it for a long time, but you know, I'm not going to throw stones at them. You know,
I work hard.
I work 20 hours a day. If anybody knows me, they'll know I work.
That was another question I had. Was do you ever sleep? Cause Jesus Christ, it seems like you're up every hour of the day.
I know, probably like 6 hours. I'm like Trump. Yeah. 6 hours a day.
Hey man, getting stuff done. That's all that matters. So okay, here let's backtrack here. Last week you did have James Gerritsen on. So prior to that, did you have any knowledge of who he even was?
No, I'll be honest with you. I don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV in 20 years, and I don't watch any TV. I wouldn't even know how to turn the TV on. So
I respect the fuck out of that, by the way.
All these guys that are, you know, just icons, and I have to ask somebody, who was this guy? And that's what I did with James. And I said, who was this guy? To my crew, and they go, well, this guy's like on the biggest TV show on the planet right now. And
right.
So I don't know. I have no clue. It sounds like a nice guy. I fished with him for one day. He's actually going out next week again. He wants to come back out again with us. So
really?
I fished with him. He sounds like a nice guy. And then I got all this bad feedback on the Instagram because I guess he's a snitch or something.
He's a popular guy.
It's all gossip to me, man.
I know, you're good. Well, that's why. Well, when I saw you comment, like, pretty much, what the fuck is this about? That's when I was like, dude, somebody's got to tell him what's up because... First off, so do you, since that, you put that on Instagram, have you dove into it any at all? Like, do you have any more information now than you did before?
No, nothing. Just what everybody has been telling me or texting me, and I'm getting, you know, hundreds of texts all the time about this guy being a snitch, and he's no good, he's a dirtbag, and I got along really well with the guy, and he brought his kid down with him. His kid was great, and he brought a couple of his employees that he's got a jet ski operation down at Marathon. And
yep.
Everything was good.
He looks great on a jet
nice
ski.
Nice people, man.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. Like, when you see something on a TV show, you only see half the story, right? You're only seeing whoever made it is putting out there.
What sells.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But James Gerritsen, honestly, in the grand scheme of the entire show, really isn't even he's a big part towards the end, but the show is based on this guy named Joe Exotic, right? So Joe Exotic.
I know. Who was that guy? I don't know who that is.
And that's what we're about to break that down for you. So Carlisle, tell him exactly who Joe Exotic is. And don't leave out any details. Let's give Mark the whole fucking thing here.
You're going to have to help me on this because this was...
I got you.
So who is Joe Exotic? So Joe Exotic runs this tiger
ran.
Ran, yeah, he's in prison right now. Oh, we'll get to that. So he ran this tiger zoo in Florida.
No, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's right. That's right. So his arch nemesis
was in Florida. Carol Baskin. But we'll get to
pretty
that.
Pretty much, he is a meth crazed tiger loving.
Homosexual.
Yeah, homosexual.
Which there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
wrong with that.
Hey, if you want to swordfish on swordfish, hey.
That's your prerogative.
So meth, he has two husbands, and a lot of beef.
At the same time. So he got married to two men. It was a three-way marriage.
I'm losing you on this.
Right. What we're saying is like, we were wondering how you were getting compared to this guy in the first place. That was the whole thing that we had, is like, how in the hell would anybody, and I guess it's just because you're flashy, you've got, you know, you're a good looking gentleman, you've got
girls
on a big boat, you fish sharks.
Yeah.
Both have a passion for exotic animals, and that's where it comes from.
He's a big hater, I guess, Peter, like, he's on there. Crosshairs a little bit, for the last, 40 years.
A little bit, yeah. Well, and a lot of that is because of Carol Baskin, so Carol Baskin is a girl who owned essentially the same kind of thing that Joe is running, just with less cats, right? She didn't have near as big of an operation. And her thing was, she had it set up as a foundation. So you got paid by donations, and it wasn't as... Where his Joe Exotic was kind of like a theme park, right? It was all profit.
Petting.
Yeah, petting, cub petting, that was a huge problem. They didn't like that. That would have been like you having people on your boat and just passing them around a baby shark to hold, you know? Like, which I guess if you catch a baby shark, you're going to take a picture with it or whatever, but there's a way to do it, right? You're not profiting off that sole baby shark, right? So that's where the big, I guess, discrepancy with that shit was. But yeah, man, I mean, the whole thing, I know you don't watch TV, man, but it's insane. Like, it's something, I will say, if you don't watch it, it's something I would recommend you watch just because of how off the wall it is. Carol Baskin was pretty much just somebody who hated his guts so much that she did everything she could to pretty much throw him under the table. And he let her. He was an idiot. Like, he would go on, you know, his little TV show he had and threaten to kill her and do all this stuff that did not help his case at all. And then he did a lot of other shit that didn't help his case. So, and Carol Baskin was accused of killing her husband, which that case was recently reopened. So,
which is a whole nother thing.
That's a whole nother thing. Yeah. So that's Tiger King in a nutshell. And where it comes in is that where James comes in is there's this gentleman named Jeff Lowe, who supposedly had a lot of money, was a rich guy. Comes in because he's supposed to help Joe save the zoo because he was in a lawsuit with Carol Baskin and pretty much almost lost all the money. So Jeff was supposed to come in financially help. Turns out Jeff didn't have any money. And then comes James. Then comes his right hand man Alan, who is actually a hitman, was hired to kill Carol Baskin by Joe and Jeff. And
which
then
is
that's
why he's in prison.
And James was involved allegedly, but. But no, there was no charges or anything because he talked, and Jeff also talked. They pretty much gave them immunity because the crime, one, didn't get committed, and two, they wanted Joe in the first place because the whole reason they were investigating him in the first place was because of Carol Baskin. Everybody else was just kind of wrong place, wrong time, and Jeff was in the end just as bad, if not worse, than Joe Exotic because he kind of took over. He's actually the owner of it right now. And he was supposed to help. James was going to build a zoo with him and this other guy named Tim. And that fell through because Jeff fucked them over. And James, the place where they're building it, James actually picked that spot, according to the movie. So he fucked James over. He fucked everybody over in the end. And apparently the feds are on him now, the Jeff character. Good. Yeah.
What's his name?
Jeff Lowe.
I think he's taking him fishing next week.
Oh,
really?
That'll be a cool Instagram post.
Yeah, he wants to go fishing. He said, I got a friend of mine that you're going to love, and he's very controversial. That name sounds familiar. I think that's the guy he's taking fishing with.
Well, if he wears Oakley hats and bandanas, that's him.
And
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, if he's got a wife with a super hot nanny.
Oh, really? Yeah, he said there's some bimbos coming, too.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a bimbo guy. And, I mean, hey, hats off to him. He's got a lot of those. He's got a lot of good-looking women around him. I'll give him that. Hey, man, we don't know these guys from Adam, by the way. We just wanted to fill you in. That way you kind of had at least an idea of what the fuck was going on.
I got a heads up anyway. So I get some kind
of you don't have an enemy, do you? Like a savingthesharks.com lady?
No.
Yeah, is there anybody that you need us to take care of, Mark? We'll do whatever we
gotta
do.
I
got you.
Hey,
Alan wanted to, Jack.
Cool. Well, Mark, what is Carlisle, you got another question, don't you?
It's actually a third grade question. I think the great white shark is the most dangerous shark. I was gonna see what do you think about that?
Well, we don't get them here in South Florida, you know. There's been a couple of sightings.
I don't know.
Last year, but we don't. They don't come near my boat. Let's put it that way.
I've never been to Miami, but if I do, I'm checking out Mark the Shark.
Oh yeah, we gotta see. You know, yeah, well, I've never been, man. We're actually based out of Nashville, so.
Oh really? No kidding. I got some friends in Tennessee. Yeah, a lot of good friends.
Oh, right on.
They're hurting right now because of this.
We are too, man. We've been working from the house. We're lucky right now to still have a job, but
kind of been shut in. Yeah.
But back to the shark in Miami, man. What would you say is the most aggressive, deadly shark that you have coming?
Like the last year or so, we used to get a ton of hammerheads, and we never got any tigers. Now it's just the opposite. Now we're getting so many tigers, and those tigers are just fearful. Every one I cut open, it's got the turtles in there.
What?
I've got an autopsy we're going to do. I'm going to post it probably in a couple of days. We did an autopsy on a big tiger the other day. Turtles and there's always bird feathers in there. There's always bird parts in these turtles.
What? So you think they're like, are the birds perched on something, or are they just snagging them out of midair?
They're eating these birds that are just sitting on top of the water there. It's weird. Always got feathers and turtles in the stomachs. It's very strange. So I say definitely the tiger shark is like my favorite shark, you know, next to the bako. The bull sharks, again, you know, they're always nasty. They're always around and not afraid of anything too. So we get a lot of those here.
So what is a shark's the biggest rival to a shark? Like I've heard of I don't know what a horde of dolphin. I don't know what the correct term, a gaggle of dolphins.
Yeah.
But I've heard of them teaming up on sharks. Is that's not real?
Yeah. I've caught big tigers in the past where you can see that there's parts of porpoises in them and dolphin.
What? So
yeah, that's an old wives tale. Yeah.
Okay.
Fake
news.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're the number one to me. They're the number one shark in the planet.
All right. So, Mark, because you are Mark the Shark, I just have a little quick shark test that I assembled for you. I just want to see what you know. I'm sure you know everything, but how many shark attacks are there a year? Just a shot out of the can.
How many shark bites?
Attacks are there a year?
Florida, not too many. Thank you very much.
No, I know that. No, I meant like nationwide, if you had to guess.
Oh, I don't, like I said, I don't watch the news, and it really doesn't.
Love that, by the way. I love that.
My business, but yeah, not too many in South Florida, I know that, but.
Apparently it's 16 is the answer, apparently.
What is it?
16, and apparently there's only a shark death one every other year in the United States.
That's not too bad, really.
No, not bad at all.
People in the water, right?
Oh, I thought there would be way more than that.
Right. I thought so, too. Yeah, definitely. That's probably a low. That's a low ball.
And then this is one that I guarantee you actually know. This is one that I would bet you know. How many, roughly, how many different kinds of sharks are there?
Well, you know, that goes back and forth. A lot of scientists say just like 400. I've heard 450. And I'd probably say like 350 myself.
Hell yeah, you're right there.
Every once in a while, they come up with a new one that no one's ever, you know, identified before. But there's probably some out there that no one knows about yet. Well, you know, we'll find out about it.
What is the craziest thing that you've ever seen that's not a shark? Like, just something maybe you find. I've heard that a lot of stuff comes out at night, I guess. And if you're fishing, you can catch some. I guess depends on how deep you are out in the sea. And like you said, you're in Miami. so I don't know what's there. But have you ever caught anything just kind of eerie or just like, what the hell is this?
I caught one time we were a shark fishing. We caught a giant squid. It wasn't giant, but it was like, I would say like almost 8 feet long. And it was really cool. It was like eating my shark bait. And he just got tangled up in the hooks there. That's probably the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Damn.
And, to catch a giant squid, it was probably a baby, you know, because they get like 100 feet long. But to see that in South Florida, it's definitely kind of rare, you know. Very weird.
What's the biggest shark you've ever caught in weight?
Like about 2,500.
Jesus Christ.
That's a whale.
We just caught a big one not too long ago off Miami. I never weighed it, but it weighed over like 1,300. That was a big tiger. We get a lot of big hammerheads. I caught a big hammerhead about a month and a half ago. That was about 900.
How big is a hammerhead's mouth? Are they big mouths or they're smaller mouths, right?
You know, the greater hammerheads, they get the biggest. They got the big jaws. The scalloped hammerhead. We got a scalloped hammerhead about 3 weeks ago, like about 700. That's like a world record fish. And then she had, I didn't post this video yet, but she had 33 pups in her.
What?
In the autopsy. 33. I'll send you guys a picture if you want.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I'll you've got my, this is my cell phone number, so that we can communicate here now.
Okay, I'll send you that picture. You're gonna freak out. I haven't posted that yet, so.
Perfect.
But,
And say, if you can, send me a link of where people can sign up for tour guides and stuff like that, and we'll put that out with the podcast as well.
You can just go to MarkTheShark.com or just Instagram me, MarkTheShark. Everything is MarkTheShark, you know, so.
Okay, perfect. And Mark, if you don't mind, man, you know, we'll send you like a screenshot or a link to our podcast as well. If you could share that, that would be incredible, man.
I'll post that, and I'll give you a shout-out, and hopefully draw some people to your cause there too.
Well, I hope so, man. Yeah, like our platform, we just want to be able to give people unbiased, speak your mind, say whatever the fuck you want, be real. That's just kind of, you know, and funny. We like to be funny, have a good time. So that's, you know.
Yeah, sure. Be real, man. Just be real.
Absolutely. Well, okay. Mark, that's the best advice we've ever gotten. So,
just
hey,
be real.
Thank you, man. Is there anything else you want to say, brother?
Me? No. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your show. And anything else, you can give me a call or go to MarkTheShark.com or at MarkTheShark on the Instagram. And we're here all the time. I'm fishing 7 days a week. So if you want to come for a charter, just go to me a call. Available.
Oh, Mark, you're going to be hearing from us very soon.
Definitely look forward to coming down to South Beach and catching a shark, taking a picture, and maybe seeing a little, you know, butt crack champagne going on.
All
I don't
right.
know.
Be my guest. We'll arrange all that stuff. Be my guest.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Hey, be safe, brother, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Watch out for the corona.
Hey, we'll do our best. You too, brother.
Okay, ciao, baby.
Ciao, baby. That was a smooth motherfucker right
there.
Go get him out.
Dude, I ain't watched news in 20 years. What the fuck are you talking about?
And you know what? I love that. I like that. I don't care because too many people, I feel like, try to act like they know everything about the news. And you don't know shit. And Mark's just like, I don't know. That's cool to me.
This man has been doing this shit.
He just likes pussy and sharks.
And everybody does.
Who doesn't like pussy and sharks?
First of all, if you don't like pussy, then you're a serial killer. Secondly.
Whoa. Hey, if you like other things, there's no shame here.
Well,
we don't care.
Even if you don't, you still appreciate pussy. Correct?
I don't know. I don't have that perspective. I like it a lot. I'm just saying, if you like other stuff, we love you still. But for this man, he likes sharks and pussies. And that's awesome. And
I mean, everybody watched Shark Week, and everybody watches porn.
That's
true. This guy
valid.
Does that.
And that's his life. Well, not. I don't know about the porn, but pretty
you
know, close to
you,
it.
Not, that doesn't do the porn, but it's awesome.
That's the end game. You see all the other stuff. You don't see the actual porn. It's like the opposite.
It's like Dan Bilzerian with guns, but this guy's got shark teeth for bullets.
Exactly. And that is why we love him. Dude, I'm surprised he didn't know shit about it.
I'm not.
And I still think we left so much out, but still, I feel like we gave him the gist.
I mean, the man was I imagined him like with a towel wrapped around him like, fuck.
Right.
I'm about to warm it up.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
He had like two bitches in the shower already waiting on him.
They're like, Mark.
Mark, come on, honey.
Come bite us.
Yeah, before you go back out on the boat. Dude, he doesn't sleep. Literally, I saw his Instagram. The man posts at all hours of the day. It's great.
Content.
It's great. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed the show. Fuck, we were supposed to pick our defensive team.
We'll do that Tuesday.
We'll do it Tuesday. Oh, we got an NFL scout Tuesday. Insider, not scout. Insider. Sorry.
Blake
we do not
Bennington?
Want to step on any toes. Yes, we are not going to disclose the info. If you heard it, you heard it. We love you. We'll see you next week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And get on it! Get it on! Get it on! Get it on! Fuck, 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 fuck